Okay, second part to the last one because it cut me off. Okay, so we're at the dirt. So the dirt was moved by that asshole demon. It was found by my husband 30 mother effing feet away in our backyard under a tree under some shrubbery. Unbelievable. So we go to the crossroads. My next door neighbor was here watching my kids while we did this. It was a 10-minute round trip thing. She told me the next day, at the exact moment that I was walking to the crossroads to dispel the earth, the demon manifested on my 60-inch TV. The show she was watching froze and became static. And then there was his face, if you want to call it a face, for about 4 seconds. And then it was gone. So a lot of the incidents that I've experienced have been witnessed by others who are highly skeptical, have none of these abilities, analytical people. So it's not like I'm just, you know, telling a story and hoping it'll, you know, get believed. I have witnesses. Believe me, I wish this were a story. Because let me tell you, I do react initially with rage. But after that happened, I could not sleep at night for 4 months. I would lay in bed so terrified that I couldn't move. I barely knew if I could protect my child. I was absolutely paralyzed with fear. But the fact is, if you really look at the situation, all this motherfucker has are parlor tricks. Making a noise through my earbud, showing up on a TV. Now, the moving the dirt, that's some power. That's not something I've seen before. And I realized after the fact that he had tried to make contact with me about a few months prior through the TV again. I was just too asleep to realize it. I was the only one home. I came out to the living room and the TV was paused. I pressed play and it was on some like Nickelodeon show. And what I heard through the audio was what you would typically imagine sounds. The sounds were like what you would imagine a backwards playing record, demonic movie speech would sound. And I can't mimic it because, sorry, I just have such a lilting lady-like voice. And this went on for a full 2 minutes before I realized, oh, fuck. I am probably trying, they're probably trying to fuck with me. So I pressed the 10-second back button and everything was normal. Electronics are a major way entities contact me and others. And not all bad. In fact, most of the departed that have messages for living loved ones contact me through my phone. I, for the last 6 months, have had this word show up on my phone literally hundreds of times. And the word is R-I-N-N-E, Rennie. Well, as soon as I realized it was what it was, I thought, oh boy, who could this be? Immediately, my intuition told me who to contact. I contacted a woman. I don't know her. I just know that her mother passed. She doesn't even live in the same continent. And I said, do you know a Rennie or a Renee or an Irene? Pause, nothing. She says, I'm sorry, hold on, I'm a little overwhelmed. And I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She said, my name is Irene, but my mother called me Rennie. So that was her mother trying to contact her through me. Now, her mother didn't believe in this when she was on Earth. So, and she did recently pass. So on the other side, it will be much more difficult for her to contact me and communicate. Not that I'm like some super medium or anything, because I ain't. Because I've had other departed people give me really specific messages, like down to the color sheen of lipstick, that they kept it in their fridge, the fringe on their apron, the kinds of cookies they really specific, belt buckle, the kind of cigarettes he smoked, that he was called a gentleman farmer, like things that are absolutely 100% concrete, validatable by the family. I haven't had a lot of contact with the departed. I've always had a fairly firm no spirit, policy with spirit, which is weird because my husband's best friend of 25 years committed suicide in 2012. And he immediately began to come to me in dreams and visions. In fact, Todd and I had a much better friendship in death than we ever had in life. And I never thought of it as mediuming, I guess. I don't know why. But on June 11th, 2016, he came to me one last time with very specific messages. He wanted me to pass to his loved ones, and I took notes. And then I had the massive privilege of being allowed to watch him ascend and walk into peace. It was and remains the most spectacular, unworldly, beautiful experience I have ever witnessed. The things about it that were so incredible, the detail. I could see the worn parts on the bill of the baseball cap. I could see the oversized shirt, the writing on it, the black square around it, the color, the worn, long, cut-off Dickie pants for the skaters wear. I could see the dirt on his socks. But the most remarkable thing, he had very spectacular green eyes in life. They were always filled with sadness. Todd had a sad and angry life for a lot of reasons. But in this moment, his eyes were sparkling like green diamonds. I will never forget those eyes. They were unbelievably beautiful. And then I watched him, literally watched him walk into the light and into peace. So if anybody ever tells you dogmatically that people who commit suicide don't ever find peace, tell them to suck my left tit, because it ain't true. That took 4 years of me and him contacting each other. I did my best to pass the messages on. His parents are not receptive. However, that's not my problem. One of the really sad things was that he had texted my husband 2 hours before and said, I want to kill myself. Well, it was a Sunday night. We had two young children. My husband had to be to work at 7. He didn't see the text until it was too late. You know, and unbeknownst to his friend, that put a huge, tremendous, unbearable amount of weight on him. He fully believes he could have talked him out of it. So one of the messages was for my husband. So I guess I have been mediuming in a sense. But apparently I don't have the longer version of these podcast things anymore. I need to, I guess, pay up, because it's only given me 10 minutes, which I know you'll want to listen to me talk longer than 10 minutes, right? 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 You want me to sing a song, right? And she's buying the stairway to heaven. That's an apropos ending. I'll continue. I always do. I don't think I know how to shut the fuck up. Peace.